Moto Casino, American Social Casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, American Social Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
10 hours on my feet, traffic, noise, everybody needing something from me. My head is spinning. I just need the world to stop for 1 second. But then I get home, shoes off, phone out, and I open Modo Casino. Hundreds of slots, classic table games. It's my instant reset. The variety I want in the quiet I need.
Modo Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Modo.us for more details. Download the Modo Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Modo Casino, America's social casino.
This is the examination of the hidden human condition.
You're listening to the Hidden Killers Podcast.
This is the Hidden Killers Podcast with Tony Bruschi.
Joining us to discuss credibility, specifically credibility of the attorney of Brian Koberger, Ann Taylor, is former prosecutor Lori Gilbertson. Lori, we've seen so many things being thrown out into the ether with this case. Filing the motion seeking to get his indictment dismissed in the court filings. They're arguing that the grand jury was misled as to the standard of proof required for the indictment. They say the grand jury should have been informed that the standard of proof required for the indictment would be beyond a reasonable doubt. However, they also argue that the grand jury was instead erroneously instructed with the standard of proof required for presentment, which they say would mean having a reasonable ground for believing the defendant has committed an alleged offense. Failure to properly instruct a grand jury as to the standard of proof is grounds for dismissal of the indictment. That from Ann Taylor. It's confusing to a lot of us. What are your thoughts from your perspective in the legal world of this sort of a filing?
Oh, I think Ann Taylor is really destroying her credibility in front of the court. Yep. By making a filing like this. She knows what the standard is and what the correct standard is and the correct way to instruct a grand jury. These are formalities and she knows it. So I believe there's a sentence in there I read saying something that the defense understands that all of modern jurisprudence is against us in this motion. If you got to put a sentence like that in, you know that you're making some crazy claim. I don't know if she expects to start some kind of novel legal theory, but when you don't have any other way to go, these are the kind of crazy things you sometimes see defense attorneys trying. I don't think this was a good move at all. And I would strongly imagine it's going to be denied because it's just not correct. It's just not correct.
Yeah.
So it's confusing. And it just, you know, as an attorney, any kind of attorney, your credibility is the most important thing you have. And when you are signing a motion in front of a court advancing a legal theory, you have to credibly believe and show that you have evidence to support that. When you are saying that all of modern jurisprudence does not support this, you're kind of playing your hand and showing it that way.
Yeah.
So it just really damages an attorney's credibility when they make what seems to be under the law a frivolous motion like this.
That's what it's been feeling like. And Ann Taylor's had a lot of credit given to her initially in this of, okay, she really seems to have some sort of strategy here. She's doing her job. But in the last week, the just throw up, if you will, of randomness that, well, maybe the DNA was planted. The sheath was planted. I mean, just crazy things. Like, are we going to the OJ playbook here? Like, because he's no O.J. Simpson, and these are not Mark Furman as the police here. The alibi statement also kind of got me that I found very bizarre, because it's really not an alibi. Evidence corroborating Mr. Koberger being at a location other than the King Road address will be disclosed pursuant to discovery and evidentiary rules as well as statutory requirements. It's anticipated. This evidence, I think the verbiage was interesting here. This evidence may be offered by way of cross-examination of witnesses produced by the state as well as calling expert witnesses. A big may there that's accenting what is a quote-unquote an alibi.
Well, Ann Taylor can say may all she wants, but the law is extremely clear on what is required for an alibi defense.
Yeah.
And in order for there to be a fair trial, you forfeit the right to use an alibi if you do not provide the information about it to the prosecution within the statutory time. They filed their alibi defense right at the last minute and have so far refused to turn over their alibi information. When I was prosecuting in New York, we served a notice asking for alibi defense at the defendant's arraignment, because an alibi defense is the most effective and a defendant is going to know the most when they are kind of fresh in the middle of the situation and really thinking about, you know, if there is a strong alibi, if there really is one, the prosecution wants to know what it is so they can investigate it right away. You get the names of the people, you get their addresses, you get their phone numbers, you get the details, because that is the only way to investigate it. And if it is not a credible alibi, to then be able to handle that at trial.
Yeah.
So you don't get to say in Idaho, we may cross-examine about this without providing the information first. It's just not how it works legally. And the judge is going to certainly hold her to all of her legal responsibilities, which means that the defense needs to turn over all this information as required legally, or they won't be able to use it. They can't have it both ways. And as you can hear from my voice, Tony, this stuff makes me really angry.
Yes, because, yes.
You know, there is underlying our entire criminal justice system, that word justice, which means a fair trial for the prosecution, fair trial for the defendant. And the defendant's rights are held paramount, but that doesn't mean you get to play games. And what it seems to me here, over everything she's filed over the past, I guess, week or so, I think, is playing games a bit with the system. And also, I'd love to know what you hear about this, contravening that gag order a bit, because they're not allowed to go out and talk about anything.
Yeah.
And the defense is the one who wanted it. But with each filing, they're making really those filings speak really loudly for themselves. And my thought is that the strategy, even though it appears haphazard, is that this is their way of just throwing things out there into the public, into the mind of a jury pool of stuff that maybe happened that they don't have any evidence for. And they're doing the filings, even though there may be no evidence behind it, just to get that out there in a way that circumvents the court's ruling on the gag order.
It reminds me of a political campaign in certain ways. Mm-hmm. Like, we're just going to throw all this out there. We're never going to follow through on any of it. Some of it's not even real. But if somebody hears it and you're talking about a pool of 25,000 people in Moscow, Idaho, she's campaigning seemingly directly to those 25,000 people. The rest of us are hearing it. Because out of that group of potential jurors, they're looking to create some sort of doubt, even if it's not based on reality. Assuming you're going to get somebody who's not going to connect all the dots, but still at the end of the day go, well, I heard, and the not guilty will be based on whatever is being thrown out into the ether right now. It just doesn't seem like it legally can be done like that. It just seems... Can you just make things up and throw them out there and they'll never make it into court, but the rumors do make it into the potential jury pool?
Yeah, can you? Well, we see her doing it.
Can you? Yes.
And will the prosecution or the judge take some action on it?
Yeah.
We'll see. We'll see.
This is an examination of the hidden human condition.
This is the Hidden Killers Podcast.
The Hidden Killers Podcast.
With Tony Bruschi.
10 hours on my feet, traffic, noise, everybody needing something from me. My head is spinning. I just need the world to stop for 1 second. But then I get home, shoes off, phone out, and I open Modo Casino. Hundreds of slots, classic table games. It's my instant reset. The variety I want in the quiet I need.
Modo Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Modo.us for more details. Download the Modo Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Modo Casino. America's social casino.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.